We are on Daf Samach Gimel Amid Beis. Tanya is stomach after 2/3 of the Amid. It's around 12 lines before the lines start getting wide. Tanya Isi Ben Yehuda Imel. Meya ifest meyem yesh bemizrach bekulon min ayahim. The 100 ifes in Mizrach, and all of them are amin ayah. So the Tverish Yaakov is a problem with this Gemara. He said we had learned that there are 24 minim tmeyim. The 24 minim tmeyim includes they're derived because it says as ayo laminoi. So ayo is one, and then you have laminoi. Laminoi is a second mean. So that's how we add them up together, so we come to 24 or 23. Now we just add that there's 100 oifes tmeim v'kulai min ayahim. So he had understood in the Kasha that this, we are all marbe from Laminoi. So there's 100 different minims. How can we say there are 24 minim of Oifes Temeim? There are 100 different minim of an ayah. That's his Kasha. So the Teferis Yaakov answers, no. Here the Gemara means, the ayah itself has 100 minim, but they're all ayah, it's one mean. That's what he's coming to tell us. That they're all one mean, and faket, that's why they're all called ayah. He says, like we had by the oirev, we had lamina rabbeleza dashen zaz zazir. So zazir is not an oirev. A zazir is a mean oirev. So that's two minim, there's an oirev and a zazir. But here that he says is a meya oifest meyim yesh b'mizrach v'kulon min ayah. They mean they're all called ayah, and they're all the. But in the ayah gufa there are 100 different types of ayahs. But this is called one mean. So therefore, we still have chav dalet minim of oifest meyim. Tani avimi berei derababo, zayin meyes minei dogim heim. So Rashi says, minei dogim tmeim. There are 700 minei dogim tmeim. Veches meyes minei chagovim. Ula oifais ein mispa. So the Gemara had understood, if we're speaking about minim tmeim, the way Rashi says, the 700 minei dogim tmeim, the 800 minei chagovim tmeim, the la'ifa is ein mispa in minim tmeim. In fact, the Gemara la'ifa is chavdalet habe, ela u la'ifa is tahirim ein mispa. That's what he's saying. Could be now the Gemara, the Bach wants to be mitzadeh, that could be now we can learn minei dogim, means minei dogim tahirim. But al koponim, la'ifei sein mispo, we're speaking about, la'ifei tahirim ain mispo. La'ifei tahirim, there's no mispo. Tanya, Rebbe Oyma Goli V'yadua Lefnei Mishama V'hoya Oilam Shebehema Tmeya Meruba Mina Tahiris. That there's more behemas Tmeyas than there are Tahiris. Lefitkach Mona Akosu B'Tahira. That's where the Tahira wrote the Tahiris. Goli V'yadua Lefnei Mishama V'hoya Oilam Sha'oifais tahirin merubin ala tmeim. Lefikach mona kosov betmeim. Frag the Gemara, mai kamashmala. Let us see what Rashi says. Manna kasu b'tahira ayo l'tzvi, it's a psishtikol, ahora where Rashi started off with the chayis. Maika mashmalon, avade pshite. The havi tvei have a money lo. So what is pshat in Rashi? So the Lev Arya wants to say pshat. Let's talk about Oifes. And he told us, since there is Goli v'yadua, Ivnei Mishama v'hoya Oilom, she'oifes tahirin merubim ala tmeim. V'fikach mona hakosov v'tmeim. So he understood, he's coming to tell us, that if you want to know the Oifes tahirim, you just have to make sure they're not the Tmeimes. The Torah gave us an oifen, how to be makir the oifes tahirim, by knowing that they're not the Tmeim. So the Gemara asks, my kamashmalon, obadi pshita, that's poshet. If there are oifes tahirim merubin ala Tmeim, and the Torah wrote the Tmeim, so Vashteitzich, that from that we can figure out which Eifes Torah, Havad Epshite, the Havi Tvei, if it be another Eif Tomei, Havi Manilo, the Torah would have written that Eif Tomei. There'd be 25 Eifes Tmeim, so the Torah wouldn't have written 24. So Vashteitzich, since this, so the Torah taught us which are the Eifes Tahirim through the Eifes Tmeim that were written. So the Gemara held that that's Poshet, that's Poshet Pshat. The Torah wrote the Miut, so from the Miut we'll understand what the Reiv is, we'll understand what Reiv Behemis Tmeis are, we'll understand what Reiv Eifes Tahirim are, that's Poshet. So the Gemara says, no, he's coming to tell us something else. Kemashmulon kederav una amarav. Omer lo amarav una amarav mishim rameya. Lo oilom yeshana odam le talmidoi derech kitzor. He's coming to tell us, I said, the Torah could have been megala to another oifen also by telling us the oifen is tahiris, or by telling us the behem is tameis. So he's telling us, Fakel, the Torah was boicher, that we should figure out everything from the miut, that, because that's a seder halimut should be. Loilam yishana odam utamidi derich tzorel, so he'll remember it better, and he'll make a bigger oishim. Yishana derich tzorel, ve'ein lecha oid Tahira, uba'ifais ein lecha oid tmeim. That was the limud. The limud is, these are the only tahiras, and these are the only tmeis. Now you'll know everything. This is the derech tzara. Oma Rabbi Yitzchak oif toir nechel b'mesayres. And then he says, Nemon atzayid loyma oibse toyer mosali rebi. So we have here two memorim. Oif toyer nechel b'mesayres, then Nemon atzayid loyma oibse toyer mosali rebi. So let us see what Rashi says. B'mesayres. So Rashi says, three cases. Im zachar hu ba'adam kasher she'ochloi. If a person remembers that he saw that an adam kasher ate it, oi shemosa loy rabbi, or the Rebbe told him that it's an oif kasher, oi tzayit chacham, or tzayit chacham told him shehu toyer. So Rashi tells us, three cases of Mesoiris. So the Teferes Yaakov wants to explain this Rashi. He says we have to understand, since we're speaking about Eifes, we have Eifes Tmeyes and Eifes Teyres. So it's considered Ischazek Isure. That means looking on the Eifes, we have an Eif in front of me, I know there are Eifes Tmeyes and Eifes Teyres. Number one. Number two, Bekosha Hadova Liyos Boki Bohen Ubishmeisei. It's very difficult to be Boki, this 24 Eifes Tmeyes, to know that this is Boki Bohen Ubishmeisei, this is an Eif Tomei, so to know another one that's Ubishmeiseiim or Bohen. It's difficult to be Mevara, which are the Tmeyes and which are the Tayyas. So he says we have a double problem. It's Ischazik Yisure. When we want to eat an oif and we have a suffix, what is this oif? And it's difficult to differentiate which are the oifes Tmeyim. So he says, this is the Lashon of Tveres Yaakov, he says, Eidechot eini nemon. Neidechot won't be nemon. To say, and Eidechot won't be Nemon to say that this is an Oif Toyer, because by Ischazik Yisura, Eidechot is not Nemon. So what is the Messiah? How do I get a Messiah that this is an Oif Toyer? So he says, there are three Oifanim. One Oifan is Imposhat, this brings down the Loshon Rambam, Imposhat Teira. That means that this is not Samazoi, like this, Agoda say this, Neidecha tells you, he's telling you something. He says, you need Poshat Teira. That means, this is Ungenommen geworden by the Welt, that this is an Eif Toir. Poshat Teira. So he says, a person who's Hurzak Bekashris, that means not Tamazoye, Odom Koshesh Ochli, he's Husak Bekashchis, I know he's a very ish that's Medagdek B'mitzvahs, and he ate it. Now, such a person, if it wouldn't be Poshet Hetere, he never would have eaten it. That means this is a person on Ondlecha Yid, and if I see he ate it, Mistome, it's something that's Poshat HaTeira. So that's called, so I can rely on that. That's called, if a person who's Uzak Bekashchis, I saw him eating this meat, I can assume that it was Poshat HaTeira. Number one. Number two, Rashi says, a second oifen of Mesiris, Mosaloi Rabbi. Now what's that the Rebbe told him, that it's an Oif Toyer. He's a Rebbe, a Poisek. And the Rebbe told him it's an Oif Toyer. So you don't have to be chayke how the Rebbe knew about it. The Rebbe told him some of the Rebbe was Mevarer, and there's no suffix in the kashrus of this Oif. The third case is a Tzayid Chocham. Now what is a Tzayid Chocham? A Tzayid Chocham is this person is not a, he's not a rabbi, he's a Tzayid, and he knows minim. He's Boki Bohem Ubishmeiseim. And he comes and tells you, this Tzayid Chocham comes to tell you, I know that this is, it's not Bohem and it's not Bishmeiseim, it's not from the Chof, that he knows what the Chof Dalit Eifis Tmeyim look like. He knows what has a shame. He's a Tzayit, he's a Chochem in his field. He knows Klal the meaning. And he'll tell you this is not from the Chof Dalit Eifis Tmeyim. You can rely on him. So these are the three cases. These are the three cases. A Tzayit Chocham will know. Now the Gemara says a fourth case. Oiktar nachal b'mesayis. Then he says, Neman natsayid loymal. And a tzayid is neman to say, Oib ze toir mosali rabbi. Now this tzayid does not know if this is not from the Chavdal Doifist Meim. But my Rebbe told me that this is not from the Chav Dalad Oifes Tmeim. So Mimele, so he's also Nemo. Now here we're talking about, it seems a bigger Kiddush. The Tzayit who I'm hearing it from says, I'll tell you the truth, I'm a Tzayit, but I'm not Bekant in the Minim. But my Rebbe told me, my Rebbe was Bekant, we'll see in a minute, my Rebbe told me this is an Oif Toil. Omar, Rabbi Yochanan Vusha Boki Bohen, Ubishmai Sayyim. Boi Rabbi Zeire, Rabbi Chocham, Oi Rabbi Tzai. He decided to sing over from his Rebbe that this is an Oif Toil, and this is not from the Chav Dalad Oif Eistmei. So what kind of a Rebbe is this? Is this a Rabbi Chocham, a Talmud Chocham? Oi Rabbi Tzayit, Toshmad Omer Rabbi Yechon, who is Boki Bahen or Bishmei Seim. That he has to be Boki Bahen or Bishmei Seim. Yamer Bishloi Me Rabbi Tzayit. If he sang over from a Rabbi Tzayit Shapir. So it's very good. So he doesn't know, but his Rebbe was a Boki Bahen or Bishmei Seim. And the Rebbe said that this is not from Behemu B'Shmei Seyim. El Yamrit Rabbi Chocham, the Tzayit said over from the Rabbi Chocham, Bishleim Shmaya Gomelu. The Rebbe could tell him he knows the names of the Eifes Tmeyim. El Inu Miyodalu, but does he know how they look? Behen Bishmei Seim, he knows the shemes of the Chavdal, I mean, does he know how they look? Alalam Shmamino, Rabbi Tzayit Shmamino. So it seems this is a bigger Chiddush. I'm hearing from a Tzayit, who himself does not know, but his Rebbe, who was a bigger Mumche, was Boki Behem Ubishmei Seim. So Memele, by him there's no suffix, he's telling us that this is not from Behem B'Shmei Seyim. Shaboki Behen Oisei Chochem. Ele Inu Miyodabu Klum Makirin Shloyei Echad Doimel Zela Zevu Hutome. Is a Chochem Boki in the Klum Makir that one shouldn't be Doimel to the other? And this is a naive tome. My chavrus asked me a shaila, was a little unclear. We learned before in Dav Samach Beis Amud Beis, the Gemara relates a story that that they ate an oif. Later they found out that it was Dairis. They were under the impression that it wasn't Dairis. Rashi says, Yudah dorsa v'och laruch hachomim shederesus v'echeles. Yet, some emailah mitoich shen onu b'kiyim behem. Some emailah, Rashi says, since we are not Boki, nira li da'oif abola foneinu, we see from this Gemara, that means even though we don't see that it's Teiris, but you see Chazal run Boki. Shema Yidris, Tachtan the girl to Dag Mahoyim Arzikim B'Teira, Lachazman, Rusha the Reset. Ve'ein Oif Nechalonu. We are not Boki in Teiris. Ve'ein Oif Nechalonu. Ella b'misayres oif shemoscha lono aviseinu b'toyr. So all of a sudden Rashi says, we're talking about, we have an oif that has all five simonim. It's not doiris, and it has, and there's the other simonim. So Rashi says, but we're not bucky. We don't know if it's doiris or not doiris. So memela ve'ein oif nechalonu ela b'mesayris oif shemoschu lanu aveisainu b'toyer v'shaloi moschu lanu yesh lochus. So all of a sudden Rashi brings down there has to be a mesayris shemoschu lanu aveisainu. But the mesayris yesh lanu lismach dom lekamon shayftoyer nechal b'mesayris. But Barashi is up as Magbal the Messiah. Here Rashi said, we have here four cases in the Gemara. Mzachel Badam Kosha Shachle, Shamasale Rabbi, Tzayit Chachem Shutoira, and Tzayit Chachem, Tzayit Shamami Rabbi. And here Rashi, when Rashi tells us that in Messiah, Rashi says, up as Shamasro Lono Aveisaino Betoira. It's most holona aveisainu betoyer. Like others say on turkeys, the Sichas Chulim brings down that they were megadol turkeys, so many doiris, and no one ever saw that there was doiris. So Here Rashi seems to be saying that it's not enough. We're not bucky who my Torah is. So we need a Messiah, my Vesaino. It's unclear. Because in Rashi brings down our sugya, and our sugya says you don't need so much. You don't need muscle on our Vesaino. Zuk the Gemara weiter. Tana Rabbana, Leikchen Beyim min Oivde Kechavim, Bechol Mokim, you can purchase Beyim, Bein Choshishin Leimishum Neveilois, Leimishum Treifeis. Don't have to be Chayish, that it's a Neveilo or a Treife. Now, a Treife, we had a whole sugya before, the oif that was nitrav, so the bayis that were in the oif, bishas became nitrav, also become nitrav, you say, uba yerechimoy, or chad gufa. Those bayis are treif in the osamina teira. A bayis from after she became nitrav is totally in the machloikis, is mutter tos. A beya treifa that is also min atayra. A beya nevela from the nevela really b'chayra min atayra tzichemuta, because if the oif died and he had beyas gemuris, so we hear the taste before dafnun ches. It seems mit the rabbonon they gave it a din basar, since it was found in the oif. They gave it a din basar, so just like the basar is also, so the nevela is also also. But there's a mahalach that were going on beis nevela or to beis treife. There were different mahalachim and tais. This is the rabbonim. Al kalponim, a person goes to a goy that's selling eggs. So I don't have to be afraid, maybe it's an egg from a treife. I don't have to be afraid, maybe it's an egg from a nevela. And l'chayra, the reason for this is because it's a miyut. So, same as roiv. Roiv eggs do not come from treifus or nevelus. So, memela, we're same as this, and you're allowed to eat it. Frag the Gemara, what we do with the oif tominino? We have another problem. We have a problem, maybe it's from an oif tomei. We won't see Taisus, but Dachsame Taisus says, and what's the kasha by Oif Tami? There's also Roiv. Roiv, there's only 24 minim that are treif. But like this, there's, we hear about Oif is Taisus ain't mispo. So, Dachsame Pshat and Taisus Taret, that's how Rabbi Yenish and Shtai brings down. Taisu says that's true. There's 24 minim of Eifes Tmeim, and there's ein mispar of the minim of Eifes Toires. But how many Eifes Tmeis you have in these 24 minim? This could be more than all your minim of Eifes Toires. That means in minim there's a billion of minim of Eifes Toires. But in the 24 minim, how many eifes have the 24 eifes? Each min can have a billion. We just said there's a billion minim of eifes tahires. There's 24 minim, but how many eifes tmeis are there from these 24 minim? That we don't have any right. There's no, the Gemara never said, if we'll make a census of eifes, that there's more eifes tahires than eifes tmeis. Could God be fakert? In minim, there's more, but in Tammuz could be there's more Eifes Tmeis than Eifes Tahiris. Frag the Gemara Akashi, V'dulme da Eif Tomeinino. How can you buy eggs from Goyim? Maybe these eggs come from an Eif Tomein. Omar Abua de Shmuel, Ba'oimel shal Eif Laini Toil. Now, this guy says, yes, where the eggs you're selling me, where they come from? He says, oif pliny. He mentions what oif this is. It's a chicken. And then it's in a chicken. We know it's toil. So, the valet seems we're soymech and the nemonis of the guy. Frag the gemara v'leime shall oif toil. Why do you have to hear to say what oif it comes from? Let him say it's a knife toil. It's from a knife toil. That's it. Mamshach, if you believe him, why does he have to mention the mean that it is? So Gemara says, "Hachi isolush tamute." No, you don't understand. We don't trust the guy. We ask him what kind of eggs are these. So he says they're pigeon eggs. Fine, the pigeon eggs. Fine. Now, I can go and bring a pigeon egg and compare these eggs. And if we'll see that a pigeon egg doesn't look like this, he's out of business. He's abgefleckt. We see we can't trust him. So therefore, if he says that it's bayim from an oif toil, he doesn't mention which oif it is. So whatever you'll bring, I thought this is toil. I mean, it's finished. You can't slug him up. But if he mentions the shame ha'oif, and this is an oif toil, so since we can test him if he's telling the truth or not by bringing that mean and comparing them, so then we can trust him. Let us see what Rashi says. Zot Rashi. Mishum nebele, shema nimtsu betan negeles nebele. Shaloi pleini toiv anu yoidim, sha'isa eiv toiv. That we know, he says shaloi pleini, and we know that eiv is toiv. Vidavo shani yechelem lahavchil, lahavi, beye oise eiv lireis, im daimim laelu, loi mishak. If we can bring beyim from that eiv, and compare them with what he's selling us, so then he's scared to say sheker. But if he won't mention what mean this egg comes from, Islelishtamuti, then you're bringing me pigeon eggs. I didn't mean pigeon eggs. Sheyatamakira, you don't know what sheker. I'm telling you, it's toil. So he can save face, and he's not afraid of being caught as a liar because he never said what mean it is. He just said it's toil. He says, well, it's a knife toil. Frag the Gemara, v'livdaik b'simonim. So the Gemara is asking, why do you need this whole dreidel? He says, we're purchasing from a goy with a cheshbon. The cheshbon is that he won't say shekel, because he's forced to mention what mean these eggs are. We can always compare if this is taka, if their eggs taka look like this. Frank the Gemara, why do you need this whole thing? An egg has simonim. a Beya Tomei looks one way, a Beya Toir looks another way. So why do you need this old Reidel? Believe that B'Simonim. The Sanya we learned about Reise, Ki Simonim Beyim Kach Simoni Dogim. The same Simonim we have on Beyim, we have on Dogim. In fact, the Gemara, Simonim Dogim, Salpetaitach, the Simoni Beyim are Simonim Dogim, Snape Vekaskeses, Amarachmone. Simoni Dogim are Snape Vekaskeses. Elaima Kach, Simoni Ubrei Dogim, that Simoni Beyim, Kach Simoni Ubrei Dogim. So what's Ubrei Dogim? Beyei HaDogim K'moy Shehein M'chuborim Yachad. That means you can take out of a dog a cluster of eggs. They come in a cluster when it's in the goof a dog. So Memele, this whole cluster has a certain tzure like a Beya Toher. Now we can see what the tzure of a Beya Toher is. Eilu hein simoni beyin. Kol shekoideres va'algugeles. Roisha echot kad v'roisha echot chad tohiro. That means it's round. We'll see, it's round, but one the top is a thicker end, it's oval, the bottom is a thinner end. That's a simen tara of an egg. Now, if you have the cluster, but that's what, that ubrei dogim, if you take out the whole cluster of eggs, it also looks like an egg toyer, that roishay echot chad, roishay echot kad. Now, the Baraisa continues. Beis Roisher Kadim. What if it's completely round? Like a bull. Oy Beis Roisher Kadim. Tmei. These are the Simonim Taro. Roisher Echot Kad. Roisher Echot Chad. That's Toy. If both Roshim are the same, both a Kad or both a Chad, then it's Tomei. Another Simon. Chelboin mi bachutz vechelmoin mi bifnim. If the yolk is inside and the white chelik is outside, tahoire, that's a cementare. Chelmoin mi bachutz vechelboin mi bifnim, the white is on the inside, tmeya. Chelboin vechelmoin mu'urovim zebozeb. But if the Mu'uriv Zebozem, the Sichas Chulamans to Ibn Tanagirse, Mu'uravim means Ibn Tanagirse Mu'urim Zebozem, that there's no Krum that's Mavdol Beinei. Mu'urim Zebozem, like one is touching the other without any Dover HaMavdol Beinei. Do you do as she bays asheres? It's a bays asheres. We'll speak about this later. Al kaponim, what do we have over here? We have over here that there are simonim of bayim to figure out what is a baya toyer and what is a baya tome. So memele, so why do you need this dreidel that you need that the guy has to say distinctly from which oif this beya comes from? Let's see what Rashi says. Shekoideres ovo kikado pluto. Pluto is a bull. Koideres va'agul goiles. So Rashi says chodehi. Both of them means round. About the iton agul goiles luchudim. Ava mashme agula ka adoshe bechigvine. That means it's round, but it's not like a sphere. It's stuck around. Lahochi tone koideres va agul goiles kigula shel kado. Like a bull, like the roundness of a bull. She ain't no klusha. It's not. I think it's not thin. It's not like a pancake. Elo agula ba'ivi. It is round. It's like a sphere. That's one thing. Says b'kei deres and ba'agul gailas. And it says, ba'adam afarish oish echad kad v'oish echad chad. The loike kado mamish. It's not mamish like a bull. Elo mishucha la'orka. Va'agula l'rochba. That means it's moshuch when the oirech of the egg and it's agula l'rochba. Kad plato belaz she'ein eichad like the bull she'ein eichad elo kekado. Chelbain that's the white chelbain that's the yolk. Beyas hasheretz. So we say, if the chelboin and chelmoin are mu'urin or mu'ravim, so memela then it's a beyes asheretz. Tzav, v'hal tov, that these are from the shmeine shrotzim, matilim beyim. L'kamen b'forosh l'may hilchis ha'shmini shi beyes asheretz listeni t'meyos tome. Let's say it's tamazos tome. What is it to say? It's a beis asheretz. We're just saying simon. If it's toira tomei, what the chilek? It's a beis asheretz. It's a beis soif tomei. We're just saying, but here's these simonim is not permissible to eat. Let us maybe see the taptoi sviz. Koideres perish hakuntris kado fluto balaz, which means a bull. Mashme de goras. Koideres bereish. At koideres bereish, the kado, a bull, shuflute, achroino bereish, the last ois is a reish, it's called kado. Kedoma bachagige, divrei chachomim, kedar boinois. So the Gemara darshans, ke kado shel bonois. Like a bull that girls play with. Alkoponim, you see that kadur, that's the bull. So kaideres means it's shaped like a bull. Mahodach siv, tznoif, yitznofeich, tznofei kadur el eretz, rachvas yadayim, a perishan bakuntres plute, they're also kadur, El Oretz, the Rashi says Kado means a bull, and Raya Misham, Dim Ken Havle Lameima, Ki Kado, Ela Oimer Rabbeinu Tam, the Chav Shimushu, that Chav is not a Chav from the Iker Shem, not a Chav HaShimush, Ki Ger Shehoilech Begoil El Eretz Rachbos Yedayim, Bemokim Shem Akir Moisoi, Du, who kemoi midu ba'olei resha. So the kof is kidur el eretz rachmas yidayim. That means he's go beretz machmas yidayim. It's nothing to do with the word kadur. There it's a, there it means a loshen dire. Besoif perik eima midim goris pekuntrish koi dedes bedalet. Mefarish agula kekat. So it seems there are different gilsois. Pagayres kadur, kadut. So bekitza, we have here akasha. Why do we need this biru? That the guy said which beya it came from. And now we could be mevaradis, so the guy is afraid to say a lie. Let us be mevara with the simonim. We have the egg in front of us, let's be mevara. The Gemara leitricha, yechatuchais. The egg is cut up. So watch out, the egg is cut up. So I saw in the Meiri says the egg was cooked, it's a hard-boiled egg. And then it's cut up. Now you can figure out what the basic shape of the egg was. It's cut up in such a way that I'm buying hard-boiled eggs from the guy. was nesayrech, mein, who cooked egg. And like this, a guy cooks egg with us, a special akko. So, I don't know. Seems that's not the problem. The whoever cooked egg is not a problem. Now I have an egg in front of me. So, vaystais, these simonim, I can't use anymore. Reishay echot kad, reishay echot chad. But it seems I can still compare it. He says this is a chicken egg, so I'll go and bring a hard-boiled chicken egg and see when it's cut up if it's similar to this. So that's the teres. Like the Gemara, believed like bechelmein bechelbein, you can still figure out. We have other simonim. We can figure out how the chelmein and chelbein are situated, which is inside, which is outside. And this you can see even the eggs are cut up. So the Gemara says, no, it's not talking about cooked eggs. It's speaking about betrufais beka'ora. You have scrambled eggs. You have raw scrambled eggs for all practical purposes. And the guy is selling raw scrambled eggs. And you ask him, from what oif does this come from? And here I have no simon whatsoever. I don't know what the previous shape of the egg was. I don't know how the chelmein and chelbein was situated before he was toyev the egg. So now I'm saying on him, but he's showing me scrambled eggs. He's afraid. I asked him from which bird did it come from. He tells me from a pigeon. So I can now take pigeon eggs and scramble them and see if they compare. That's pshat. Frekte gemore bechiyai gavnem misavninem minayu. Are you allowed to buy scrambled eggs from a goy? Vasanya, we learned in a baraisa, ein moichin beyas treifa loivet kichol. One is not, if a yid had a beya from a treifa, which is also bachila, it's mutabano. So you're not allowed to sell it to a goy. Ele im kein trufa bekora. Unless you opened up the egg, you scrambled it, then you're allowed to sell this to the guy. We'll see in a minute. Lefichach ein loikrin mehem beyim trufes bekor. Therefore, you're not allowed to purchase from a guy beyim trufes, because you have to be afraid. Maybe these beyim trufes were from a beya treifa that a yid sold to him, and he's only allowed to sell it to him if he was teiref the beya before he sold it to him. Now let us see Rashi. Zik Rashi, bechatuches, lekem lameima, akederes, bakulgoyles, it's cut up. Betrufes, bekore, shahakel, meurev. Everything is mixed up. Now if everything is mixed up, so if everything is mixed up, so we have no simon whatsoever to be mevara what kind of egg this is. Back to Gemara, we learned, and meichem beyer shel tana geilus treif v'loivet kichov. You don't sell a beyer shel tana geilus treif v'loivet kichov dilme hodom ezabin leili Yisrael. Maybe you sell him a whole egg, he's going to sell it back to a yid, and the yid won't know anything. If you have a treifa egg to sell, you first scramble it up. A yid won't buy it. And a yid sold it to him. The Loshon of the Ramban says, "She'ein derech shel moichei beyim lemoichon trufis." This is a modern mice. I go over to Goy, I want to buy eggs. He says, "Yeah, I have here's a dozen eggs. They're scrambled already." He wants to sell me scrambled eggs. So memele, so it's It's a very modern maisa. A moicher bayim does not sell scrambled eggs. He doesn't scramble it for the lekeya. V'zeh shemochon kach, zok the Ramban. So if he sold me scrambled eggs, choishish shema Yisrael mochon loy. Maybe a yid sold it to him. Behu tofon sheini kores that a yid shouldn't buy it. That means the moicher to the guy scrambled it, and by scrambling it, he knows that a yid won't buy it from the guy, because it's not a normal procedure to sell scrambled eggs. So therefore, we should be toiler that it is a beya treifer. That's the whole heter of selling a bayit treifer to guys only when it's scrambled, and then I can be assured that he won't buy it. Agavuche, the Ramban wants to say, Tosfos also has to speak about this. He says, what if a person buys from a goyish baker, paspalta, and the baker goes and smears the bread with eggs? So he says, so according to this mahalach, here there's no problem. He says, if he's selling me straight, bayim tufay, so there's a kasha, why did you do such a thing? That is not the shtega of a moichel. So al kochach, you got them tufis. Now why did he get them tufis? Al kochach, because Chazal said that if you have a bayit treife, sell it to a goy, and I can be assured that the goy will not be capable of selling it back to a yid. Because this areyas in these eggs, he says, but if the goy stamazoi went and he smeared over the pass some egg, they says that there is no areyas whatsoever. That's the shteiga what to do. That you cover the pass with the white of the egg or the yolk of the egg. So he says, that is no issa. The whole issa is if there's a reyese mitzad, why he's selling beya trufis, then I'm telling it's a beya treifet. So mikitza, we have a akasha. We have a akasha that, why do you need this dreidel? Why do you need this dreidel? Can only purchase from a goy eggs, dafke, if the goy specified which mean they are, and we have a knife in the mimavar if he's telling the truth or not. Why do you need it? We have some on them. If by chatuchas, we have some on them. But the chalmein and the chalbay, that's the Gemara's kasha. Elo Omar Rabbi Zeire, Simonim lav de reise. Simonim, well, you can't rely on Simonim. What does Rashi say? Oh, he's in Omar Rabbi Zeire, Simonim lav de reise. Hanech Simoni beim lav alocha la moishe misinei ninu. Veloi samchinon alayu. Amir de kezach, what does it mean, loi samchinon alayu? So it could be, that this could be a bayot may, and also has these simonim. It's not a loch, it to be a loch lemeishim yisinai, finished. It's not a loch lemeishim yisinai. That could very well be roiv bayim teiras have these simonim, but it is possible a bayot may should also have these simonim. So mainly you can't rely on them alone. And the Gemara says, "The Eloi Teima Hochi." If you won't say like that, and you'll say that that's a birul gomel, that it's a noif toyer. Ha da Omar Rav Asi Shmoines Feikis saying we had 8 oifis that is a suffix if the oifis tmeis oifis toyeris. I don't know if the kulkaban is niklaf. It is niklaf only with the sack in the zakol. Niklaf is not called niklaf. We have a suffix shmeine sveikus, fragt the Gemara, livdek bebeim the two. So let's be mevara what the oifis are from the beim. If the beim have these simonim tahare, so sarayda to oifis atoira. Is that elish mami no simonim lav di reise? Oh, so lemaise simonim lav di reise. So that's why we need this biro that we have to ask the guy, that the guy should tell us from which oif these bayim come, we should be able to be mevardes. Frekte gemor lemai ilchese ktonilo. Lemaise we had a baraise eilo hein simoni bayim. Kosha kederes, we have a whole bunch of simonim, we can tell from the outside, from the inside. Now, if lemaisa, we can't rely on that, and we have this biro of, that the guy will not make a mechire, he can be caught red-handed that it's a sheker, so why do we need these simonim? And for the Gemara, Hochikoma, and for the Gemara Hochikoma, Beis Rosher Kadim, by Beis Rosher Kadim, by Chelmoin mi Bachutz, for Chelmoin mi Bifnim, the white is Bifnim, Vadait Meir. This is, if you see this, we will not rely on what the Goy says. We will not rely Vadait Meir. Reishay Chad Chad, but what if one Reish of the egg is pointing? Reish echad kat, and the other is round. V'chel boi mi bachutz, v'chel boi mi bifnim. So you have from the simonim, it looks like an oif toir. V'omaloch shel oif ploi ni v'toiru. And the guy comes and tells you that it's from this bird v'toiru. Somach aleihem, bistam aleisis mach aleihem, the ikid da'ir v'de domile di'ayinem. So that means like this. That means that the Mephoshim say, let's see what Rashi says. Livdik v'beiditu mehem hu niker imayv toiru. So the Gemara says no. Vadait meye, if it has the simone tume. That means it has the simonim toward both Roshim, Achadim, or Kadim. So then the biru of the Amir of the Goy is irrelevant. We will not rely on this at all. Avo. Rosh Echot Kat. Zitrashi Siyataha Bahanach Simonim Loivet Kachov Lidvorov. Now, this is a shtikel raya. That means most oifos tahirim have these simonim. It is not muchach that all have them. So now it's only a chayshinu lemiyuta. Maybe it is from an oif tamei. And some oifos tameis have these simonim. So now, well, on this suffix, maybe it is from the miut oifis tmeyim, which also have simone tare, and this will rely that the goy will not say a lie, nor he shouldn't be caught. So lemais, it seems we need two things. We need a birur of simonim. The birur of simonim is not a birur gomor. The birur of simonim is not a birur gomor since there's a miut from oifis tmeim. The Gemara says that the iko, the uva, the domila, the yoine, the mevoshel say, labdavka, anoyrev, by all the minim, you can have some beim from oifis tmeis, which look like oifis toiris, and have simone tara. So to rely on the simonim alone, we can't rely on the simonim. But al kaponim, this is a plus. If the guy says it's from an oif toyer, And he mentions which oif this is. So we have here two Tartila Tivusa. Number one, it looks like a Bayit, like that has the simonim of a Bayit Tahira. That's number one. And number two, it could very well be, it is from the Miyut HaBayim that are Tmeyis and also have these simonim. Afazay Vait will be Seimach on the Mirsus of the Goy, since the Goy had to tell us distinctly from which bird it came, so the Goy is afraid to say a lie, maybe we'll bring the Bayim from that bird, and we'll compare them, we'll see they don't compare. Let us see what Rashi says. Amorei she'echot katz, yata hava hanach simonim loivet kechom lidvorah. This is a rai loivet kechom. Yom aloch shaloi pleini toher somach alai. You can rely, so if he said, amaloch shaloi pleini toher somach alai, the kamasai lei simonim, but if not, you shouldn't be saimach. So we need these two berurim. Achigasinin, dikid de oyve de domile de yoinim. There's an oyrev that's domile de yoinim. So mamela, we can't rely ourselves completely on the simim. So kaponim will rely together with this berur that the guy is scared to tell a lie because we might happen with a lie.